welcome to FGMO Performance Talks, the podcast about trading performance for serious traders.
So this experience was horrifying enough for me to think about protecting my account if the price doesn't go in my favor.
But then you blew it up anyways, right?
That's correct. Come on, Nelly, I'm open and you do this.
No, but no, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm not avoiding. That's what has happened. In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Performance Talks. I'm Michael.
And my name is Nelly. We are FTMO coaches, and together we make Performance Talks, a podcast dedicated to everything around trade and psychology. And in today's episode, we are going to discuss the losses, to be precise, acceptance of the losses. But first, Michael, tell me how you've been these past 2 weeks.
I was doing all right, but then I got running nose and a little bit of cold, so it was horrible. I almost died, but I'm good now.
You look good, yeah, though.
But I hope my voice is clearly sound. So
yeah, it's just fine, I'd say. Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm fine. Nothing has really changed. So doing pretty well. I can't really complain. Just had my favorite spring rolls in my favorite Vietnamese restaurant. So I'm just ready to start with podcast today.
Okay, so.
But yeah, well, I hope that you'll feel fine during recording.
If something will happen, I will tell you.
Okay. So yeah, let's dive into our today's topic, right? Which is, as I already mentioned in our intro, acceptance of losses. Mm-hmm. And Michael, I've been wondering, I'm pretty sure that you, as a trader, you've been having some personal experience with it, right? Because, you know, at the beginning, it's always slightly different than after some time when you are in trading. So my question to you today is, how did you used to handle losses? And how was your, you know, first losing streak? How was it, like, at the beginning, I mean, when you just started with the trading? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's a long time. I need to think about it for a bit. You know, when I started, I had no education about the markets. I just saw the advertisement email in my inbox, downloaded demo account, read a bunch of articles on the internet about trading. I remember that I have read about one strategy using very small lot sizes, but without setting the stop loss. And in that moment, it was like enlightenment for me. Because I said, of course, why to stop loss? Because most of the times the price hits your stop loss and then moves to the initial TP, but without you.
I see. Not really surprising. I hear this pretty often.
Yeah, it's a very nice argument why not to use stop loss. So this is exactly how I felt. So I have decided to test that strategy on the demo account. It worked like a charm. I made about 30% on that demo account. So I told myself that I'm basically robbing myself because it could have been the real money, right?
Of course, isn't it? So what was the plan after?
So I created my first real account, topped it with $300, which doesn't sound like a lot now, but it was back then during my uni years. So I placed my very first trade on GJ.
Yeah.
I remember it took me like maybe 5 minutes after I received login. And it was a buy. It was in November 2015. So I placed that order and it started to go against me right after that. So my first reaction was, okay, it will come back eventually, like always, and I will get out with the nice little profit. But the next days, it continued down.
Oh, bless you.
So I had the brilliant idea, I will buy more at better price. And then when it will come back enough, I will close one loss and one profit. But together, I will be in positive.
And I assume that it didn't reverse.
And your assumption is correct. It didn't happen. So after next couple days, my account was almost finished. And I was so frustrated. I just couldn't believe that it has happened. So to protect the rest of the account, I have decided to close it because it just didn't seem to stop falling. And I guess that traders who are familiar with the GJ, they know that it can go like crazy. And by the way, if you would check the chart, you could see that the price actually didn't come back to my initial entry for those 7 years.
Still?
Yep, still. So it was valuable lesson for using stop loss. And I'm happy for that, I can say now.
Yeah.
Because many traders have actually different experience. They initially earn money and then they lose more, even more. So I would say that main thing why I didn't want to close the trade, even it went heavily against me, was my expectation that it will go up. That was the reason for holding it for so long. And on top of that, I just didn't want my very first trade to be a loser. So there was a lot of ego involved. So not making money on the trade was quite personal. Because when I read the articles about traders and that majority of traders loses money, I thought that I'm so smart, so those rules don't apply to me. And I don't need to follow the basic principles, that I will just somehow outsmart others and I will be fine. But of course, as you already know, it wasn't happening. So eventually I've lost the account, but it was total torture.
I feel you. Such a well-known story. And also, again, expectations, right? It's funny and sad at the same time how our assumptions may influence everything, what happens afterwards. So in your case, you had this false hope and then you left disappointed. How has this situation affected your trading? What happened afterwards?
Yep. Believe or not, I've started to use stop loss. and then I was afraid to take the trades because I knew that it can go against me and that the market can do anything it wants. But still, when I think about my trading style before, it wasn't actual trading. I was doing something on the platform. I mean, placing trades, setting stop losses and TPs, but rarely waited for the trades to fully unfold, which sounds so funny now.
Yeah, funny, but not that unusual, unfortunately. This is something pretty common for newbies in trading. And but when was the turning point there? When did you realize that you should include some risk management into your trading? And has it helped you to perceive losses in a different way?
Yep. Fortunately, I realized this right after my first trade, because I have been proven wrong with the direction. And if I wouldn't have closed the trade manually, I would have wiped out my account with just one single trade. So this experience was horrifying enough for me to think about protecting my account if the price doesn't go in my favor.
But then you blew it up anyways, right?
That's correct. Come on, Nelly, I'm open and you do this. No, but
now go ahead. Sorry.
I'm not avoiding. That's what has happened. So I started to use stop losses. But sometimes I close the trades earlier or I moved it for a few pips to give the trade more space to breathe. But the real turning point was when I changed my perception on stop loss. Because before, hitting the stop loss meant to me that I was wrong and that I wouldn't make it as a trader. One day I remember I was watching one video which was called, I think, How to Think Like a Professional Trader.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think it's by Mark Douglas. And he was talking about the stop loss. The stop loss, that the stop loss is not about being right or wrong. That stop loss actually means how much space I'm giving other traders to prove my trading idea to be working or not. Because basically what I'm doing is that I'm trying to guess what other participants of the market will do.
And how was it after this video? Have you become 100% disciplined after that?
I would say that definitely something clicked in my head, but
yeah.
I can't say that I've become 100% disciplined because from time to time, very rarely, but still, I make a mistake or do something which is not 100% according to the strategy, but it changed a lot.
Yeah, that's understandable. What you've experienced is a common fear, and I like what you mentioned about the perception of stop loss. Mark Douglas was totally right. And in regards to perception of stop loss, I would also like to mention the perception of loss. During decisions, I often find out that a lot of traders perceive their losses as a bad trade, as a mistake. However, at the moment when I execute the trade exactly as I am supposed to, is it a mistake then? Is it a bad trade?
That's an ancient question. But as you say, it depends on the perception. Because how can I evaluate if the trade was good or bad? Because since I can't influence the outcome of the trade, it shouldn't be a measurement of my trading performance.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, what is the thing I can influence if it is not the outcome?
Mm-hmm.
Unless I have unlimited amounts of money to move the market, of course.
Yeah, the only thing what you can influence as a trader is how you execute the trade,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember we discussed in our previous episode that trading is more about waiting for that perfect entry setup to come, right? You are saying that we should call traders waiters instead.
And I apologize for that.
And what else can you do afterwards? I mean, after execution.
Well, then you just can wait for the outcome. And then you can influence how you will look at that outcome. So, for example, if the trade is going to be a loser, I have two choices how I will interpret the result of my trading. First one could be a destructive approach, which is that I will find mistakes on the trade and thinking that I have messed up and I'm a horrible trader. Or I can choose a constructive approach where I will ask myself, okay, what are the reasons for this losing trade? Is it me not following the strategy or is it my strategy? And if it is my strategy, then it's something I can't influence. And it's just a losing trade because I don't have 100% accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we use stop loss, by the way. Mm-hmm. And if I will find out that the reason for that loss is me not following the plan, then I need to ask myself questions, what I will change or what I will do next time differently so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, indeed. It is all about the perception. And if you know that you've been following that trading plan precisely, not breaking any rules, and it hit that stop loss, then don't tell me that you'll feel same as when you are taking the trade out of your plan and then it turns out as a loser.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that you've done everything what is in your power, you did your best, then your losing trade is actually a winner. I mean, a good trade, right?
Yes, exactly. Because I don't know which one will be winner or loser. So the only thing I can influence and also focus on is the quality of my execution. So in my mind, I can turn the losing trades to the winning trades. And by shifting my mindset this way, I can view the trades as the winners, even though I lost money there. Because as we know, it's part of the game. Also, one of the principles in trading is that you should focus on the process and not on the outcome. And this is how it can be done.
Perception of your losses really matters because, for example, and it can go back to that revenge trading, which we talked about in our previous episode, right?
Yes, yes.
If you perceive loss as a mistake, then it can trigger revenge trading. Or even vice versa, it can create that strong fear of losses. Then you would avoid trading even though your setups would come. because you would be too afraid that it will be a loss again.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work with one guy from London. He was struggling with revenge trading a lot. And then we went through this together. We discussed his perception of losses and how he can actually influence how that trade is going to end up, mm-hmm. like what is going to be the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Then we set a plan because he used to take only a few trades per week. And if he would experience two losses during one day and those losses would be a good trades, he would go celebrate them. Literally, he was forced to change his perception of it, like celebrating his losses. That prevents his revenge trading and trading while he'd be under all those emotions, making poor decisions.
Wow, that's actually quite original and pleasant thing to do. Was it any special type of celebration? I mean, do you know what was the process of it?
Well, I remember he said that he would have a fancy dinner or he'd open a bottle of wine. It was always slightly different. Sometimes you'd celebrate alone, sometimes you'd celebrate with friends. And then one day he told me,
mm-hmm.
I remember this because it was kind of funny. He told me, "Nelly, I have to confess to something. It's a great approach, even though at the beginning, when you came with it, I thought you are just insane. You're crazy." But then I found out that it really works. Because if I leave the charts triggered and then come back with a fresh mind, I'd be able to trade as I'm supposed to. And my trading results are just something completely different since.
Wow, that's such nice feedback coach can get. Yes,
yeah, so, you're crazy.
So basically, he was celebrating his ability to be disciplined, not the losses.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I guess that for someone it may sound like a weird or counterintuitive thing to do, but it worked, and that's what counts. So I would like to say to our listeners that no matter how weird the things which help you might look like, in the end, we always need to stick with what is working and avoid anything else. Anyway, Nelly, would you like to add anything on this topic before we say goodbye?
Yeah, just, you know, don't be afraid of those losses. Maybe you can change the perception. Try to find what works for you, what fits you, and then just stick with it. And as we are getting to the end of today's episode, time-wise, let me wish you good luck in your trading. And as always,
trade safe.
Trade safe.
This was FTMO Performance Talks. And for more, follow us on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, and our YouTube channel.